Blackstone Audio presents The Three Musketeers by Alexandre Dumas. Author's Preface. It is about a year ago that, in making researches in the Bibliothèque Nationale for my History of Louis XIV, I by chance met with the memoirs of Monsieur d'Artagnan, printed by Peter the Red at Amsterdam, as the principal works of that period, when authors could not adhere to the truth without running the risk of the Bastille, generally were. The title attracted my notice. I took the memoirs home, with the permission of the librarian, and actually devoured them. It is not my intention here to make analysis of this curious work, but to satisfy myself by referring such of my readers to the work itself as appreciate the pictures of those times. They will there discover portraits traced by the hand of a master. And although these sketches are mostly drawn on the doors of a barrack, or the walls of an inn, they will not find them less true than those likenesses of Louis XIII, of Anne of Austria, of Richelieu, Mazarin, and the majority of the courtiers of that age, drawn by Monsieur Anquetil. But, as everyone knows, that which strikes the eccentric mind of the poet does not always make an impression on the great mass of readers. So, whilst admiring, as all others doubtless will do, the details which we have described, the thing which strikes us most is one which certainly had not attracted the attention of any other person. D'Artagnan relates that on his first visit to Monsieur de Tréville, captain of the Royal Musketeers, he met three young men in the antechamber serving in the illustrious corps into which he solicited the honour of being admitted, and bearing the names of Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. We confess that these foreign names struck us much, and we suspected that they were feigned appellations by which D'Artagnan had perhaps concealed the names of illustrious persons. If perchance the bearers of them had not themselves chosen them, when through caprice, discontent, or lack of fortune, they had donned the simple coat of a musketeer. Therefore, we could not rest satisfied till we had found in contemporary literature some trace of the extraordinary titles which had so forcibly excited our curiosity. The mere catalogue of the books we read to gain this end would fill a whole chapter, which would perhaps be very instructive, but certainly far from amusing to our readers. We will therefore content ourselves with saying that at the very moment when, discouraged by such fruitless investigations, we were about to abandon our researches, we at last, guided by the counsels of our illustrious and learned friend Paulin Paris...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?